Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to another episode of the Philly Mick and Hump Show. I am your host, the Philly Mick.
And I'm the Philly Hump.
Welcome to a wonderful, warm March Sunday morning. It is officially springtime. Although 2 days ago you wouldn't have known.
Yeah.
So hopefully that was the last of the snow. We'll see. And from this point on, it'll be nothing but warm and sunny and green and baseball and yeah.
And I'm thinking that part of the reason why Villanova, who had their tournament run cut short last night by NC State,
I'm thinking
the reason why they lost is because with the weather, they figured, hey, it's still February. This isn't the real tournament. And so they get to play on. But no, that really was March Madness, and you're really out. You go home.
Yeah. Man, did that screw a lot of people last night, especially
yeah.
from this area, who probably let their homerisms go a little bit and probably had them winning it all, or at least in the final game, which...
I know the old man had them winning it all, and
well,
I had them in the final game losing to Kentucky.
Yeah, so yeah, I think I had them in one pool, well, I would say in about half the pools I did, I had them in the final four. The other half, I actually had them in the Elite Eight. So I was actually quite happy. Granted, I would have liked them to lose when I had them picking to lose, but...
Right, but that means anybody who had Villanova going all the way lost their national
champion. Right, right. Yeah, this hurts me, but it hurts other people more.
Right.
And that's really how March Madness works, is how can you be hurt more by a loss than me? And that's what you got to root for. So we'll be talking more about, obviously, wonderful March Madness. We'll be talking more Eagles off season. Maybe even get a little bit of spring training for baseball. Flyers, who knows what's going on with them, honestly. And the Sixers are just monumentally screwing up right now.
What are they doing winning? What the hell's wrong with
I know, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. They're winning. They had a great chance to lose against the Knicks to basically be only
really
a half a game
them.
Out. Half a game out from the worst record if they lost. But no, they won. Now we're like three games out.
No,
it's awful.
Yeah.
It's terrible. So we'll discuss that. If you'd like to call into the show, please do. 347-989-0699. And honestly, for those who don't know, you could actually call that number and not actually be put into our caller queue, our switchboard. You could actually just listen right from your phone if you'd rather do it that way rather than participate. But we're also on Facebook. The link to all of our and every one of our shows will be on Facebook. On the group page, on our individual pages, which automatically, I think when I post to Facebook, I automatically tweet. I don't know how I set that up, but that's kind of how it works. I think if I post anything that's under 140 characters, it does like an automatic.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's under my personal Twitter, Ryan_Reese. But make sure you check out our show Twitter pages, which is the Philly Mick with underscores in between and the Philly Hump with underscores in between. So check us out, listen live, call into the show, participate, people. This is your sports show. We need
that's right.
We
are simply facilitators of the people's voice.
Right.
Your voice,
talk about whatever you want. If you want to talk about NASCAR, we will talk about NASCAR. If you want to talk about golf,
left a lot.
Yeah. We've had people call in about golf. We've had people call in about local college basketball.
Some weird track and field challenges.
Yeah, exactly. It's drunken track and field challenges. You name it, it's been talked about. So, and this is all by our callers. So, don't feel like you need to be shy about talking about something. Honestly, if you just want to talk, if you want somebody to talk to, if you're having a tough day, give us a call. Hey, we'll chat.
Yeah, we'll cheer you up.
Although,
if we're trying to cheer them up, we might want to talk about something other than Philly sports these days.
Well,
that might just push them over the ledge when we start talking about the state of Philly sports.
Speaking of, we should get into a little bit of the March Madness. As obviously you know, February, one of the worst sports months of
March,
the year.
March, one of the best.
What?
Whereas then March becomes one of the best.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, yes, technically you usually have your Super Bowl early in the month, but as soon as that is over, it is all downhill for the rest of the month.
Yeah.
Technically, you have basketball and hockey, but things aren't really heating up yet. You know, the playoff pushes
aren't.
Right, they're
still in the dog days.
Yeah, exactly. So, that hasn't really gotten exciting. College basketball, it's starting to wind down, but let's be honest, it doesn't truly get exciting until the tourney. And you basically have this lull of football off season where, you literally can't do anything but talk about, oh, I want this guy. Ooh, I'm going to draft this guy, which obviously we all do. But baseball hasn't started, you might have pitchers and catchers reporting, but honestly, what does that do for you?
I want to bring up a challenge to the Philly Mick and Hump show right now. We are, 6 minutes in? Can we
six
be the
in.
Only sports talk show in Philadelphia to go an entire show without talking about that quarterback from Oregon? Because I don't know about you, but I am so freaking sick and tired of hearing about it.
So
I mean, that's
if I
turn
would,
on sports talk radio a lot.
If I would say his name, we'd lose the challenge.
Well, yeah.
Oh, I kind of want to lose the challenge just to be a jerk. But
no,
hey,
what you should do is go the entire show and then in the last minute bring it up.
Or maybe when the blog talk lady cuts me off.
You're going to lose.
Instead of saying, damn it, I'll say his name.
Just till we lose.
Oh, man. But anyway, I'm good with that. If we have to mention it, can we call, can we just
that
maybe call by
Morgan.
His initials? Or just go the long right away, I guess?
Can we just say that quarterback from Oregon?
All right, that's fine.
Okay.
I hope somebody calls in and just screams his
name.
I
know. That would be awesome, actually. I would be okay with that.
And then immediately hangs up.
Hey, it still counts as a caller for our show.
Yeah, it does. Who cares? Call in 20 times like that. I'll be happy. March Madness. So, Hump, who do, or I should probably say, who did you have in your Final Four?
Well, I already brought up my national title game, Kentucky over Villanova. The other two being Gonzaga and Arizona.
Wow, Gonzaga, really?
Yeah. Well, it was all ones and twos, and it's just because of how top-heavy I felt like
well,
the brackets
that's
were
the thing,
this year.
That, you look at it, and that's exactly the conclusion, I think. Well,
right.
A lot of smart, fans came to is that, all right, there's going to be some upsets and yada, yada, yada,
sure.
But it is extremely top-heavy. In fact, I have I have Gonzaga. Wait, does Gonzaga play today?
Yeah, Gonzaga plays today.
Who do they play? Davidson or Iowa? I can't remember who
I
won.
think it's Iowa.
Damn. Well, either way, I have Chicago losing today.
Oh wow.
And
I have Kansas losing today to Wichita State.
As do I.
Yeah.
I think
that's
more likely
upset
to happen
pick.
Than.
Yeah,
than
I think
Iowa
that was a popular pick
Gonzaga.
Because of the whole, like, Wichita State is constantly trying to schedule Kansas.
Right.
And Kansas is
going
to do it. And so everyone's just like, they want to see Wichita State beat Kansas because of that. And that's, I mean, that's part of the motivation behind my thought is I want to see Kansas lose because I'm so sick of them being so afraid to play them. And I wish that became more public and before now. Because, I mean, hardcore fans who really follow sports, if you looked at it, you could find out Wichita State attempted several times over the last, I think, 10 years to schedule a game with Kansas during the regular season, and Kansas just won't do it.
Yeah.
Every time, Kansas is just like, yeah, what's in it for us? I don't
exactly.
know. It's just scheduling a good competition. Having a nice quality win there at the end
State
of your
is,
season.
Wichita State has certainly come a long way, especially the last couple of years. They've been pretty competitive.
A couple
know,
of years
they
ago, they were undefeated
been,
during the regular season.
Yeah. They have been the talk of the tourney. For the last couple of years, so. I was gonna say I have so many pools right now. I can't even keep track of what's what and who's who. I'm not
I
even
don't
like.
Mean so, but.
I have. I'm in one for work. I'm in like three of those like million dollar bracket things, which obviously
okay.
everyone already
I,
lost.
Yeah, I think I. Okay, I think I did all the same brackets for, which wasn't smart because what you should do is just mix it up some. And so that way, especially
yeah,
if
you should,
you're close with, you cover yourself. But I think, like, the one that I was in for work, I had to do about 20 minutes before the tournament started.
Nice.
And I was just kind of blitzing through it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I really need to. Because I have one
well,
at home.
I got
home.
The link on Monday, but I, of course, waited until Thursday morning while I'm at work and ready to be like, oh, crap, I got to do this.
Yeah. Let's see. Yeah, I have one at home that's pretty similar to what I have for all the, like, non-online ones. Let's see. Can a brother get
well,
a...
Who's your, you know, what you'd say
my,
your
my
basic final four?
My final four, for the most part, and that's three of them, no, two of them are constants, and they are my championship games, is Kentucky over Duke.
Okay.
Like I had said, I have Nova in some of them. I have Virginia in some of the other ones. For all but one, I have Arizona as my final four. And then one of them I have Wisconsin.
Okay, I was about to ask that because Wisconsin is the only one seed you hadn't mentioned about being in the final four. But you did,
your
different pools cover all four number ones.
Yeah, I like, seriously, how hard is it to find an accurate, completed bracket to show what the heck is going on? Like, up-to-date bracket. Like, come on,
NCAA,
people.
Like, you know, ESPN or something should have a link for that.
Yeah, I'm
like,
on ESPN.
No, that's ridiculous if they don't.
These chumps don't have it.
Yeah, I went to bed kind of early last night, didn't watch, you know, all the games. We were out, we saw the Villanova NC State, you know, at the end there, Villanova had their chances. And it was like I had been telling my dad throughout the year, I felt like with the way Nova shoots, they're really susceptible to just having a bad night. And that's kind of what happened last night.
Yeah, I mean, they were a fantastic team. Losing only two games, but as you can see, it you know doesn't matter. All it takes is one loss.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see here. Who gives a crap about the? Oh, so son of a. Who gives a crap about the first four? hate that crap.
Right. Yeah, I hate that. You have the first four, and what is it, the 64 teams where you get a bye or something, or 61.
Yeah, right.
According to them, that's what it is. 61 get a bye. It's like, come on. No, just call them what they are. They're playing games.
Yeah, bunch of jerks.
Of course, I think the reason they don't do that is because if they were going to call them playing games, I think they'd have to say that all the four of those games would be, you know, 16 seeds playing for the right to play the number one seeds. That would be the fair way to do it if they were playing games. Which, again, I'd be okay with that scenario, but I think they try to do it this way because they think more people will watch because they'll be better games than just a couple teams that really aren't one of the 64 best teams but are there because they get an automatic bid because they win their conference tournament.
Well, and that's the thing. I think that's kind of shoddy, too, is, you know, you win your automatic, and then it's like, oh, hey, but by the way, we're going to need you to play another crappy team just to get the chance to play a one seed. Hey!
Yeah. I mean, that kind of made me think, well, maybe those extra games, should be at large bids, you know, playing.
Yeah, absolutely should be at large bids.
Yeah.
Because, again, those are the ones that are going to be talked about as, well, I don't know, do they really deserve to be there, yada, yada.
Like UCLA.
Yeah, but obviously UCLA has said, S, my D, I'm going in and I'm beating everybody.
Well, even if they make it to the Final Four, that even if they win a national championship, that doesn't mean they belonged in the tournament. That means they happened to win the tournament once they got in. That's not supposed to be a projection on how far you're going to go in the tournament.
No,
it's supposed to be a reward for having a good
season. But what else? You know, what else?
Obviously, I'm bitter because that left Temple out. But
well, come on, Temple was not good. Okay, obviously they would have never played SMU because of the situation, but what I'm saying is they would have never beaten SMU. I just don't believe they would have.
I really believe the only reason UCLA was put into the tournament was because they said, ooh, if we put them in, we can have this nice compelling matchup of Larry Brown against his former team. Well, I mean, he has quite a few former teams, but that's one they could justify making.
Which one? Oh, Larry.
Yeah, I know Larry Brown looks at all his coaching jobs like college, doesn't want to stay there more than 4 years, but.
Yeah, right.
I really do believe that they looked at it and said, well, whichever team we put here at large is going to be playing SMU. And it came down to a few teams, and probably Richmond was in that mix. I forget the other teams that they left out that were right there, but Temple, Richmond. You know, obviously, they weren't going to put Temple and SMU against each other. They would have, you know.
Right, they would have switched that up. I get it, but.
Yeah. But I think they came down to, ooh, we can pair these two up. They make sense.
Right.
And I loved hearing all those experts on ESPN just going nuts about how much they thought UCLA shouldn't have been in.
Yes,
that one guy going so far as to say it was a joke that UCLA was in. And he didn't mix words. I forget which commentator it was. But, he said, and I quote, "The fact that UCLA is in this tournament is a joke."
Did everyone tell him to shut up after you still had anyone? That's what I would have done. I would have been like, shut up.
But it still doesn't make his statement wrong. Just because UCLA won, like I said, they could go on and win a national championship. That doesn't mean they were supposed to be in this tournament. They weren't. They shouldn't have been. They didn't deserve it. They didn't earn it based on what they did in the regular season. Who did UCLA beat? Their best win was probably against Stanford, who didn't make the tournament. It wasn't even in consideration to make the tournament.
yeah, maybe. But again, Temple had plenty of chances.
Oh, no, I'm not saying Temple Titans had it.
And they blew it. They blew it.
Well, I wouldn't go as far as to say they blew it.
They blew it!
Well, I think you're wrong about that. We'll just have to agree to disagree because UCLA certainly
didn't.
How can you say Temple blew it, but UCLA earned it?
I didn't say that. I just said the one statement. Don't mean the one statement means that I have to make the other statement. Just saying.
Well, I mean, look, I know, yeah, if Temple wins their tournament, and even the chairman of the committee stated, basically, if Wyoming hadn't won the conference tournament, Temple was going to be taking Wyoming's spot.
Damn.
If Wyoming hadn't won it, they had said that took the spot from Temple.
Why is Wyoming always trying to screw over Temple?
Well, Wyoming's always trying to screw me over. My car breaks down in Wyoming, and then, you know.
That is true.
And
that
Wyoming
did happen.
Beats out Temple. Yeah, true story. That's not what I really want to get into, but.
But anyway,
I said my piece about it. I still feel like Temple got screwed in that deal. And I don't feel like, and again, even if UCLA goes on and wins the whole freaking thing, I'm still going to say they didn't belong in the tournament.
I see. I'm in the mindset of, you know, if, and who knows, maybe the fact that everybody's saying that is what's putting a chip on their shoulder and yada, yada, yada.
Sure. And they should use it that way.
Yeah, they're awesome. Good for you guys.
If you're in it, take advantage of your opportunity.
Right.
I mean, whether I like it or not, they've been given this opportunity, and if they're going to take full advantage of it, good for them.
True. But, again, in saying that, I'm in the mindset of, hey, if... Sorry, I'm trying to see these darn stupid scores. If you don't, I don't know what I'm trying to say. I don't know. I lost it. Sorry, I lost it.
Well, I think I know what you're saying. When you control your own destiny, if you don't win your conference tournament, if you don't at least make it to the finals, so if Temple makes it to the final of the tournament, because they would have beaten SMU to get to the finals. Then, I mean, if they do that, then nobody can say a thing about them.
Yeah, I think if Temple would have lost in the championship game, I think they'd be fine.
Yeah, instead they lose in the semifinals to SMU. They got about as far as a lot of people projected them to go in the tournament, losing the semifinals to SMU. SMU then beats Xavier in the conference championship game. I mean, yeah, if Temple beats SMU, even if they go and lose to Xavier, I thought they were guaranteed to get in anyway, but I would have felt even better about it. But again, maybe that would have denied UCLA the bid, but I mean, if it was between UCLA and Temple, which nobody has come out and said, I mean, maybe it would have been between Temple and somebody else.
Who knows? Who knows?
But anyway, they were the last team out, and the best thing they could do is go on and win the NIT, and that could be their statement, is that they belonged in because they won the NIT.
Yeah.
And nobody's interested in the tournament, which I don't even know if they're still in. I don't know if they won or lost their first game. Didn't watch.
I'm pretty sure Pitt made it, the NIT. I'm pretty sure they already lost, so it was a very underwhelming. Pitt had plenty of chances to get in. They screwed it up. So, I don't.
It doesn't help that they play in the ACC, and that is.
Well, and that's the thing. This is, you know, they kind of are in the ACC now. It's going to take some time to get used to. They're going to need to recruit a little little differently. I mean, yeah, they'll still have their New York, recruiting
on. Yeah, the
Northeast
recruiting, yeah.
Yeah, but, I think it'll take some time. So, all right, I think I'm cut up. All right, I am doing terrible. Anyway.
Yeah, I looked at mine a little early. I'm not liking it too much. A lot of red on my screen.
Yeah. Let's see. Of the, eight games so far in this round, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 right.
Yay!
Yeah, I did not have North Carolina. I did not have North Carolina advancing this far. I did not have Xavier advancing this far, and I did not have. I feel like I'm missing somebody. Oh, and I did not have the winner of Gonzaga, Iowa. Either way, so.
Yeah.
So I guess that's one feature, one to be played. But anyway, we only got about, I don't know, a couple minutes left. If you'd like to be a part of the show, we'll take you on into the podcast. Go ahead and do that. 347 989-0699. Is our call-in number. Please call in, talk about the show. I figured now is a good time to segue back into our wonderful Eagles talk, as I'm sure when we do our show next week, where will we be? Today is the third round. Thursday and Friday is
Thursday's the first round.
This is a Sweet 16, and then the Elite Eight is Saturday, Sunday, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we will be
Thursday, Friday, Sweet
halfway. We'll have be halfway to the Elite Eight, or through the Elite Eight.
We'll be halfway to the Final Four.
Yeah. To which we all now know Nova is not in it. So.
No.
V for victory awaits. Sorry. Did you see the picture on Facebook of the girl playing the flute, piccolo, to be specific? One of the Villanova band geek girls. I'm sure she's a lovely girl, but she during the broadcast of that game, they kept, not that they kept, but for about 5 seconds, they were on this girl right as they were losing, in the band playing, but she was bawling her eyes out, playing her flute thing. And this thing is blowing up on the internet. It's just hilarious to see her just bawling her eyes out. And of course, the screenshot is the score underneath is the final score, and she's just crying, and it's pretty funny. Not gonna lie. There's already people running with it, so I'm sure you'll see it eventually, but. We are less than a minute away. I want to thank everybody who listened in live, anybody who's going to download the show. I'm talking to you. Yeah, you. You just downloaded the show. I'm looking at
thanks,
you. If you want to chime in, make sure next time you call in, 347-989-0699. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, The Philly Mick and The Philly Hump with underscores in between. Those are our Twitter handles. We've got about 10 seconds. We'll take you into the podcast, talk Eagles football. Thanks for listening in Philadelphia. All right, sorry about that. We are live.
All right.
Okay.
Hey, let's talk some Eagles football then.
Let's talk about
that quarterback from Oregon. Yeah.
I'm glad you knew where I was going with that.
Yeah, no, I figured that's where you were going.
But anyway, I don't necessarily need to talk about that. But, you know,
yeah,
I think...
plenty of other things.
Yeah, there's plenty of other things. I think, as of now, I think we need to... Again, obviously, Chip has shown that he is going to do whatever the hell he wants to do. But I think we need to get... right with the idea that Sam Bradford may be our quarterback this year.
I'm okay with that. I think he's a good football player.
And again,
the question
has
been when he can stay on, if he can stay on the field. Yeah,
sure. But again, if he gets hurt, that's why we have Sanchez. And again, Sanchez isn't like, you know, the greatest backup ever in the world. But I think as of right now in the NFL, can you name me a better backup? You might be able to name one or two.
Top five backups. Yeah,
you might be able to name me a top one or two, I think. But honestly,
sure.
Let's think about it. Okay, NFC East. Who is Tony Romo's backup?
Brandon Whedon?
Yeah, no.
I would much rather have Sanchez.
Yeah. Eli
like,
Manning, who's his
close.
Backup? Who's his backup? The kid from Syracuse.
Is it?
Right?
Nassib?
Nassib? Yeah, I would assume it's Nassib. Yeah, Ryan Nassib.
Yeah, well, I'll take Mark Sanchez, thank you.
I'll take Mark Sanchez. Who's
Washington,
Kirk
Cousins? Well, it's close.
Honestly,
I still like the experience.
I'd probably take Kirk Cousins just because he's young, and I think he has more value.
See, I look at more of how they fit
value.
Into the role. Okay, but I look at more of how they fit into the role. And the role, well, the role of backup quarterback.
I don't care about that. I want trade value.
Well, you if you have your backup quarterback, you're not looking at trade value. I mean, honestly, what do you really think a trade value for any backup quarterback is? If their job is to be a backup, not much.
Honestly,
and if teams aren't convinced that Kirk Cousins is going to be a starter, they're not going to invest anything of meaning.
Before last year, you could have, I guarantee you, they could have traded Kirk Cousins for probably
a first
or second round pick.
And that's kind of what makes, I guess, a backup quarterback more valuable is that you don't see him and then you can sort of, you know, project.
Or you only see a small size sample. And
you play
three or four games. Yeah, I mean, it's the Matt Flynn effect. Matt Flynn came in, played literally two or three games, and all of a sudden it was, oh my God, Matt Flynn's the greatest quarterback ever. let's sign him to a billion dollars.
That same thing happened to Mark Brunell. That same thing happened to A.J. Feely once upon a time.
Yeah, we got a second-round pick for A.J. Feely.
Yeah.
AJ Feely
landed up
twice.
Round deck. Yeah.
We did it twice. I don't know how we kept
If Jeff Garcia had been under contract still with us, we could have dealt him after the 2007 season, or was it 2006 season, and we could have gotten some real good value for Jeff Garcia.
Probably right.
We probably could have, if he had been still under contract for a year or two, I bet Eagles could have landed at least a second-round pick, and maybe not a first.
You know, when you think back,
he was really high there.
Always had a halfway decent backup quarterback, whether it be.
And that's why there's always been a demand to see that halfway decent quarterback in there. I mean, imagine you know how many times people were demanding Jeff Garcia in there. You know, AJ Feely before that. Going all the way back to Bobby Brister and Jim McMahon.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. Either
nobody ever yells for Mike McMahon.
No, that's for sure. I don't even think anybody in his own family yells for him. But but think about it. We've either had a really talented, good name backup quarterback, like, again, Jeff Garcia, or right now in Mark Sanchez, or we've had
sure.
the guy who may not have the name, but all of a sudden comes in and lights the world on fire, a la A.J. Feely once or twice.
A la Nick Foles.
What was that?
A la
Nick Foles. Yeah, Nick Foles, obviously. Yeah, he did that.
Although what we always find is
like,
when we try to make those backups our starters, it doesn't work out too well.
No, not so much.
See, any of the Detmers, Rodney P.
Yeah, I was going to say, any of the Detmers, Hoyer.
Yeah, we've had some bad quarterbacks. Yeah, we had Bobby Hoying. I think I can just stop the list right there, Bobby Hoying, for bad quarterbacks. And it's such a shame, too, because when he first came in, you really thought he was going to be good.
Don't you have a Bobby Hoying jersey?
Yeah, I do. I also have a Ty Detmer jersey.
I'm sorry, you also have a Ty Detmer?
Yes, I do.
Wow.
Yeah.
You are just willy-nilly.
Me getting
your
jersey is a kiss of death.
Your jersey choices. I mean, you're just like, oh my God, I gotta have this guy. He's gotta be great.
Well, I always try to guess which one's gonna be great. Although jerseys that other people have gotten me have worked out fine. Brent Celek, been a fine Eagle. Trent Cole
was a gift
for me.
So the trick is to have someone else buy you the jersey. And we'll be good.
Yes. If I buy the jersey, it doesn't end well. Somebody else buys me the jersey, then it works out fine.
All right. So then there's only one thing to do. It's to have you never buy a jersey ever again.
And have everybody else buy the jerseys for me? It's a scenario. As long as I'm still ending up getting football jerseys.
On your birthday and Christmas and crap like that, sure.
Yeah, well, my birthday always lands right at the beginning of football. Well, just before the beginning of football season, so.
What was that? Oh,
my birthday
yeah,
always being,
right.
You know, just before the start of football season helped out. They, you know, just guess to see which guy is going to be that guy, so.
I think you should, if you're going to buy, I think you should buy somebody who isn't looked at like a potential star. We would all be pleasantly surprised if we turned out that way.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, let's see, who would be a good example?
Maybe like a Brandon Boykin.
That's certainly to where if Brandon Boykin ended up sucking,
like
I don't think we'd all be that
disappointed. Yeah.
Whereas. If Brandon Boykin all of a sudden turned out to be, you know, Richard Sherman, we'd be like, oh, this is the greatest day ever.
And now you walk in, see, I got a Brandon Boykin jersey before he was good.
Yeah, exactly. And that's how you're going to have to reverse the curse.
Yeah. Yeah, find those obscure guys that it's like, if they pan out, hey, that's awesome. If they don't, easily replaceable and doesn't set the franchise
right.
back.
Like,
so basically,
don't
buy any quarterback jerseys.
Well, yeah, no. I would say, like, this year's, like, third round or, you know, pick. Buy that guy's jersey.
I could get a Josh Huff jersey. That would be another good one.
Yeah.
Well,
although,
right now, I'm not
playing
around with any receivers. Because we don't have many with that chart.
We can't afford to be playing with the receivers right now.
Yeah.
We do need Josh Huff to step it up in a major way this year. Especially, if
I
going
mean,
in.
Either a Sproles or a Polk jersey. One of those two could work. Because, they're going to be the third or fourth
Sproles
running back on this.
Yeah, but Sproles is already established. All you can do is just hurt.
It's hurt.
Sproles.
Yeah. Well, Polk, I could get.
Yeah, but I also kind of feel like Polk may not be on the team.
I could just be pushing him out the door.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, yeah. I'm sure Chip is going up. Yeah, Chip going up. Well, there it is. Eric just bought the Polk jersey. Hey,
I'm sure he gets an alert whenever I buy a jersey.
Yeah, I was going to say, hey, Steve, can you call Chris Polk into my office? Oh, sure thing, Coach. sorry, Chris. Eric just got your jersey. Ah, son of a. Here's my playbook.
He's like, wait, I called the Modells and told them to deny purchase.
Yeah.
Well, he paid cash.
I know my jerseys when he comes in.
I told them to deny his credit card. Yeah, well, he paid cash. So you're out of here.
Oh, man, that's good times. But yeah, just wait. And, first and foremost, if the Eagles get that quarterback to whom we're not mentioning, you are officially banned from getting his jersey.
I will not buy it. If other people buy it for me, I can't control it, but I won't buy it.
Hey, that's the thing. You hint at it and hint at it and hint at it, and hopefully somebody buys it for your birthday.
Exactly.
Huh? Now who, I was going to say, besides, I know you named a couple people like Selleck and stuff, can you think of any jersey that somebody has bought in you that has not worked out?
I'm sorry, was that, did somebody else buy me a jersey that didn't work out for me?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Right?
Well, yeah, once it got me the Westbrook, yeah.
Right, okay, so obviously Westbrook's fine.
Yeah.
That worked good. Granted, it was later in the career, but still.
Sure, yeah. Well, Jody got me the Trent Cole a few years ago while he was still good, and Brent Celek, too.
Okay. Fine purchases.
Yeah. The old man actually got me a Connor Barwin jersey, and that worked out good.
When did he buy that?
The one that there is one big strike against the old man.
Oh,
he got me a Jason Papin jersey. Yeah. And it's funny because when I opened it up for my birthday, I'm like, I kind of see this coming with it. But I appreciated it and wore it for a while because it was just, and it's funny because that was the year, last year under Andy, 2012. And of course, we ended up, I think we released Papin or something. He ended up in Jacksonville.
Yeah, I think we ended up releasing him.
Yeah. I do have, actually, I was given a note for a special shout-out today. Jody's nephew's birthday, DJ, he plays hockey for the Bucks County Thunder, who are currently in first place. And we're actually going to one of his tournament games today. And if they win this tournament, I know they'll be all by themselves in first place.
Nice. Well, go Thunder.
Yeah. Speaking
of shout outs, what time check, by the way? I'm not near a clock.
It's 43, so you got about a minute and a half left.
I will say I would like to say a special shout out to one of our old friends, Larry, who just had a baby yesterday. And his wife Andy. Yeah, right. I believe it is Patton, I don't know middle name, Cabrelli.
Yeah, I did see it on Facebook. I don't remember the middle name either, but I remember Patton.
So congratulations to the Cabrellis on the birth of their first child. So,
congratulations, Cabrellis.
Speaking of, we're actually going to be needing to replace those two in fantasy this year.
Oh, what, they get a kid and now they're too cool for school?
Well, that and the fact that they moved to, the Carolinas. So.
But yeah.
I can think of
at least one or two people that could be replaced.
I have a couple people in mind. So we'll see how that goes. But I'm sure once news gets to the rest of everybody, there's going to be more chatter of a complete and utter redraft, which, whatever. But
will not happen.